Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about, if you're going to make a mistake, make it at 100 miles an hour.
Like on these shows?
This whole show is one big, long mistake. We are at episode 731.
And we're still making mistakes. Maybe by 1,000. Make mistakes at 100 miles an hour and 731 times.
Actually, that's a pretty good prelude into this whole thing.
There we go.
No, the show, we all know what the show's about. You know, you don't want to be timid. You want to go into something barreling through it. I'm going to tell some old sports stories when we get all into the show.
I'm glad I have my nail polish.
Exactly. Oh my God, you do have nail polish today.
I do have nail polish.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Gary asks, hello everyone. All of my sales to this point have been in the range of $2,500 and under. I have recently been making purchases in higher price points. I now have a parcel for sale, which is under contract to sell for $7,999, and the purchaser wants to use a title company to perform the closing. They have agreed to pay all the fees associated with the title company. It's going great. My purchase price for the property was only $1,999, so I did not pursue title insurance when I purchased. I'm wondering if this will become a problem with the title company. Does anyone have the name of a title company in Arizona which is good to work with and regarding land transactions?
Boy. Yeah, well, I'll answer the last question first. Call Dora Goodmiller. She's in, they cover the whole state of Arizona, but they are out of...
Is she like Apache or up way up that area?
It's up close to Vegas, Kingman.
Okay.
They're out of Kingman. Her sister, Denise, used to be the treasurer for Mojave County, and that's how I found out about her. And she's jumped around from title. If you just Google her, you'll find out where she works now. But I've closed, I'm not exaggerating, maybe 5,000 to 8,000 transactions with her. And please tell her that we sent you there. In fact, I just bought a property from a direct competitor.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, 3 days ago, I was doing research, and it's funny how...
How come? What was it?
It was a piece of property in northern Arizona, but about once a month, somebody emails me, and they say, we're buying a property, and you're in the chain of title, mm-hmm. like you and I are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One of our companies, so it's just funny. Like, mm-hmm. Here's your signature, I can see it in the chain of title. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my point is, this world that we're in is smaller than we all think. Mm-hmm. Anyway, call Dora Goodmiller.
I was going to weigh in.
Yeah,
may I?
Heck yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you closed deals in Arizona, too.
Can I talk? Thank you. Hi. Or I can just go paint my nails over here and you just let me know when you need me.
Maybe next episode.
Okay. So, because I don't make mistakes. Ha, ha, ha.
That's funny.
Right? So, anyway, he's doing, everything's right. And there's nothing to be afraid of. You did it perfect. Sometimes there's a couple ways you can do this, Gary. You could do exactly what you're doing. Go ahead and close it through title and they're paying all the costs. So that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You just sit back and relax and do nothing. Basically, the title company will ask you when they need you something from you, just, you know, a signature and that's it. They'll do the deed and everything, which is awesome. And then the second thing is, you know, on going forward on transactions like this, you could have them do title insurance after they purchase. You know, it's really up to the buyer. It's not a big deal. Either way is great.
Here's the thing. Time kills deals. So the longer they have to think about it, the worse, that there's more of a chance that they might change their mind, and that's fine. But
that's why the second way might be better. I'll get it in your name and then we'll do the title insurance on right here.
Yeah, exactly, Jill. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to reiterate sort of what Jill said with one addition. There are some title agents, and Dora's not one of these people, who want to make sure, they want to go back to the chain of title and make sure there's title insurance on every transaction. So if you didn't purchase it with title insurance, there are some title agents who make a big stink about that.
There may have never been title insurance, too.
That's right.
Because the person that Gary bought it from could have had it for 30-something years, you know, and...
Have a speech prepared, like Jill just gave you the speech. Mm-hmm. This is an $8,000 piece of property. Nobody elected to have title insurance since it was homesteaded, and I really appreciate the whole thing. So if you don't want to do the deal, title agent, I will go find somebody else. No, and we'll just part friends.
Yeah.
That almost never happens after the speech. Mm-hmm. And it's almost always really, really new title agents that just really want to comply or, you know, make a point in life instead of actually doing the deal.
What I find with title agents is they're almost shocked at how easy this is. They kind of don't know what to do.
Yeah, because there's no lender.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no lender due. There's no inspection due. There's no
real estate agents.
You know, all the typical, you know, lead-based paint forms, whatever, all the things that they normally check off in their packet. They're a little confused by these.
They feel useless.
They do. They do. And that's why, too. Oh, by the way, Gary, be sure and ask for an investor pricing because most title companies will offer something like that for you, some kind of a discount, because you're bringing to them something so flippin' easy that it's not even funny.
Right.
All they're really doing is just like a, I don't know if a holding company is the right term, but they're just facilitating the money and just making sure all the signatures were correct up until today. You know, that's it.
Yeah, they're just making sure all the transfers are legit.
Right.
Back 30 years.
It's funny because they're going to go pull lien reports and everything, and they're going to come up empty. And they're going to pull this, and they're going to come up empty. Sometimes I just think they're going, this can't be this easy, but it is.
Sometimes people try to find problems.
They do. Well, and like you said, to justify their job and mm-hmm. to justify what it costs. And maybe that's a conversation. You know what? Honestly, that might be a nice thing to say to a title company, like, hey, just so you know, I'm fully prepared. You're going to find nothing. This is going to be probably a 10-minute job for you. And don't worry. You're still going to get paid whatever your normal pay is. You know, it is one of those easy transactions. I hope to send more your way because we both win.
It pays off. Jill's nailed it. It pays off in spades to befriend these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dora, or any title agent that you choose, I would actually choose in this situation someone that's not in a huge metro area. Somebody that's really appreciates the business and understands these rural land type transactions. Mm-hmm. Dora's obviously one of these people. I'm not plugging her. I'm really not. We have no affiliation or any of that. Gets me thinking maybe we should have an affiliation.
But
really, it's going to pay out huge if you make friends with the county people, make friends with the people that are just in your group, they close your deals, and then they understand it. Then you don't have to repeat this every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Dora, actually, we had a deal with Dora, now that I'm thinking about it, a few years ago, where she was closing the deals all over the country for us.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And she was making a few $100 just managing other escrow agents in, like, California and Utah and everywhere, mm-hmm. Colorado. Today's topic, make your mistakes, and you're going to make mistakes, at 100 miles an hour. This is the meat of the show. I'm going to tell an old football story, and it's going to be brief, Jill, I promise. Nothing made my high school football coach more angry than not, when the whistle blew, when the ball was snapped on offense, to not just go 100 miles an hour. And so why wouldn't you do that on every play? Here's why. Because you don't know the play. You're supposed to memorize the plays. I'm talking about myself now. I just didn't, you know, I'm not sure where I'm supposed to run. That's really bad.
You're right.
He would just blow his top.
Could you imagine?
Absolutely blow his top.
The last thing you want to do is catch the ball and stand there, look around, and think about it for a minute.
Yeah, but you don't even... Well, here's how it goes in football really quickly. The ball gets snapped. The quarterback knows what's going on. He usually calls a play. And if you're a running back in the backfield, you better be in the right place at the right time to either take the handoff or run the pattern to catch the ball. So,
and you better know the play.
And yeah, and if you don't know the play, you're just kind of dancing around like a ballerina, like a half-interested ballerina. And so, and it's just a mess. Then everybody's affected. Everybody in the whole situation is affected because you do not want to do this in your land acquisition career. You do not want to be timid. You don't want to say, and this is, I see this, here's why I wrote this title. I get a report on offers to owners every month. Well, it's every week on data pulls.
Oh.
Data pulls and how many letters go out. And more often and more often and more often, I'm seeing letters packets that go out from our members and outside of the group where they're sending 35 letters. And 28 letters.
Right.
just to see what's going to happen.
There are a few. And you're not going to make any, you're not going to get anything from that.
The title of the next show.
Yeah.
This is a spoiler alert of tomorrow's show is your first deal should be a massive, huge fireball of a mess. A huge disaster.
Right. Go for it. Go big.
It should look like a car accident. So let's all get over that. And I'll tell you what, if you send a 32-unit mailer out, I mean 32 letters.
You're lucky if you get one call.
You're going to fail.
Yeah.
And that's not even making a mistake at 100 miles an hour.
That's a waste of 100 or 150 bucks.
That's not going for a jog in the morning. That's dragging 1 foot down the street. Mm-hmm. 1 foot down the street. So,
exactly.
Wow, what was that look?
Dragging 1 foot down the street?
What kind of analogy is that?
Yeah.
So I really mean, really should... really should educate yourself.
You just made up your own whatever.
That I just, I can't, I still can't get that.
This is awesome. It sounds like all of my friends, no, I don't mean to pick on you. I got to say this, Steven. It sounds like my friends where English is not their first language. They come up with those kind of things.
Oh, right.
You know, like, you know, like the guy dragging 1 foot down the street. What the heck? What does that mean?
Right, that's a popular thing in Estonia.
You're right, maybe.
Try to translate it to California.
Actually, there was a language thing. It meant something totally different, but that was their translation. And they thought we'd get it.
Like they have a broken leg or something.
Exactly. What the heck?
I can't get my football coach's face out of my mind about how angry this one thing would make him. So make a mistake 100 miles an hour. Send a bunch of mailers out. Answer the phone, get yelled at, get it all out of your system. Because the next mailer that you send out is going to work because you're going to learn all that stuff. So There's only so much stuff that our group, landinvestors.com, there's only so many questions you can ask, and you just have to get out there and do it.
Exactly. You know what this makes me think of? I was thinking about your advice. It seems like most of your advice or a lot of your big advice comes from football.
What?
Seriously?
I haven't brought up football in a long time.
You do often enough, though. You do.
Really?
And I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm just saying it comes up. It actually comes up. You don't think it comes up often? I'm here to tell you it's often. And it's not, seriously, it's not a bad thing.
No, I know. You know when somebody tells you something like Jill just did, and you're like completely oblivious to it?
That was one of those
after
moments.
After 25 years of marriage, somebody comes to you and says, you know, you really need to clip your toenails more often. You're just like, well, you know, all you had to do is tell me like 20 years ago.
I know. It's all good. So, no, and I'm not saying to change a thing, but I was just referring to that because that just seems like where a lot of your advice comes from that really made an impact on you. And so not to drag a leg.
There's a lot of sports analogies, but not necessarily football.
Right. Well, not to drag a leg down the street. I gotta say, which is now my new favorite saying.
This is gonna happen.
This is gonna go. This is gonna go great. Someone's gonna. Here it comes.
And eventually, the title of the show will be "Drag a Leg Down the Street."
Someone has got to do this again. Remember the thread that the crap Steven says.
Mm-hmm.
We got to bring that back. Everyone, please bring that back. You know who I'm talking about. It was in our online community. Had an awesome forum, so it was really good. My point is, a lot of my stuff comes from my dad. So he was the most influential person in my life. He's not with us anymore, unfortunately. But one of the things he told me that I kind of ties into this about mistakes and problems. I look at mistakes and problems and follow up with a solution. You know, it's one thing to make a mistake, do it big, but don't just hang up your hat. You know, have a solution and
practice solving stuff.
Yeah.
Don't practice moping around about it.
You know, you have to have, I guess it's tipping into something else that I'm thinking about that he also told me that doesn't really relate, but whenever you go to your boss with a problem, have a solution. Don't go there. Don't walk around. Like can you imagine too if I came to you or I looked for advice? I don't know. Figure it out on your own. I guess that's what I'm trying to make.
You know, I'm filming Land Academy 2.0 right now for our live event that's coming up. And
please don't say that.
I'm not supposed to say it. Okay.
Please don't say that. Seriously.
Okay. Well, I'm filming Land Academy 2.0 for its release later this year.
There we go.
And I'm looking back at it's so different because after having this group since late 2015, the stuff that our main concern in 2015 was spreading the word and actually convincing people that this works. When's the last time that you've had sat down with anybody or said, you know, have they, it works? I haven't.
It's true.
I haven't had to convince anybody of that at all.
You know, that interesting?
That group of questions, are you guys full of malarkey? That, all of that, like, where the heck did you guys come from? All of that's
what's
gone.
Data?
Now, it's like, we get questions like Gary's question today. I got, what do I do about title insurance? Yeah, okay, great. I made $50,000 this quarter. How can I make $5 million?
Right.
So that's why it's a challenge for me. Not a challenge. It's actually more interesting now for me to come up like with topics like, here's what you do. Mm-hmm. You make a mistake at 100 miles an hour, mm-hmm. and accept the fact that you are going to get in a car accident the first 3 or 4 years that you get your license. Mm-hmm. But you're going to practice getting out of it. This is all leading to this statement. People ask me all the time, what's the difference? I mean, your top performing people, what's the difference between making 50 to 100 grand a year and making 5 million? And it's that. They have accepted that that mistakes are going to happen, and they've really practiced and expect to rectify them.
And they're very confident, and they boldly go forward, and they're just ready for it.
Yeah.
That's it. If you're ready for it, then nothing can stop you.
That's all Jill and I do, quite honestly, mm-hmm. is just solve these. The machine's running. And stuff happens, and then Jill and I solve it.
Mm-hmm. Calmly. Methodically.
Sometimes we drag our feet down the street.
That's true. Sometimes both feet. Sometimes you're dragging me down the street, and sometimes I drag you down the street.
Oh, yeah, just kidding. True. Figuratively.
All right.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another, 15 or 16 minutes with us on the Land Academy show here. Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode where we discuss your first deal should look like a huge disaster mess.
This is going to be hilarious. And we answer your questions posted on our online community found off of landacademy.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I feel like something triggered this whole week. You know, make mistakes.
I wish somebody would have told me this a few years ago.
That's hilarious. You had some fun with
had
these.
I known this.
Right.
I did. This is actually, I'm looking forward to it.
These are Captain Obvious topics.
Yeah.
That's where you're at. Okay.
I mean, it could have been
Captain
all kinds
Obvious
of stuff.
Captain Obvious week.
Like, darn, maybe I actually should have listened to my father on that. It falls all into that kind of category.
Got it. Hilarious. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.